Hello there, this is Dave and it's the auto boot time again. And today I've gone over to the dark side, or I've been flirting with something different from Twitter. Yes, that's right, a app.net network decided to go freemium, where you can have up to 40 followers. And it's like a thing that is like Twitter, but instead of you being the commodity that gets sold, they actually expect you to pay to use app.net. And, well, I wasn't going to pay for it, even though it came down in price from whatever it was to something like $36 a year now. And, well, since I've gone for this new model, I thought, well, I'll just give it a try. I had already downloaded the app that came from Tweetbot. No, not Tweetbot, Netbot. I don't know what the actual app's called, but anyway, I got that, and just in case, because they made it free about a week or two ago, and I thought, well, I'll get it just in case ever I do get into app.net. So I'm kind of all set up to go there now. I've got an application on the Mac called Wedge, and app.net's not bad, really. You know, it's kind of like the last bastion of the gig, as it were. Because the thing is that Twitter's got sort of overcrowded with all sorts of people sort of doing various stuff, marketing and doing stuff, and if you put out a tweet on, say, iPad, for instance, all of a sudden you get half a dozen or more contacts or tweets sent to you with the words iPad in there, because they think that you're going to be soft touch for going to some place where you're going to be able to win an iPad, that sort of thing. So there you go, ADN, app.net, and I've gone in there to give it a bit of a try, and so far I quite like it. All the people that I know, buddies online in Twitter and so on, are there, and I'm going to get some conversations going on. I'm going to use it just for conversations. I'm not going to use it much for promoting the videos that I do for YouTube. Maybe I'll put something in there with a bit of explanation if I'm going to. Oh, that's the other thing as well, is you get, I don't know how many characters exactly it is, but I think it's 250 or something around about that, so that makes it a bit more appealing too. But on the other hand, it is one more social network to have to fiddle with and keep up to date and so on. We've already got Twitter and Facebook and Google Plus, and there were others that were there, like Plurk, and I can't remember the names of some of these other ones anyway. But generally I signed up for everything that comes along, because it was a place where I could go and put a link and have that link pointing back to one of my websites. But, well, that's all sort of by the by now. I'm just going to stick with a few of them. And you kind of have to be in these networks if you're a content producer, because you want to sort of get your stuff out there. You need people, you need eyeballs and bottoms on seats, as they were, as they say, in the theatre or the cinema. And that's what I do. So, I mean, my friend who's written that book, I've maybe been talking about it on one of his previous audio booths, I've been suggesting to her that she should be building up her social networks and getting a following, getting a fan base before she sort of actually launches her book. So there you go. She will probably come to me at some point in time and ask for some tips and help. Although she was needing some help today, because she was having some trouble getting into her Facebook, and something to do with her email address. And she's trying to add another email in there, but the confirmation email for a new email goes to the old email address. So maybe she hasn't got access to the old email, and maybe she'll have to start again. Wouldn't that be a bit of a pain, eh? But there you go, that's part of the joys of the being a computer user and a social networker and all that sort of stuff. So let's just pause this for a moment, although I've only got 50 minutes left on this here. No, I won't pause, I'll just keep on ranting away, as you do. And it's been a bit cold over the last few days, and now we've got some rain, so actually the rain's kind of warmed things up a bit. It's not quite as cold as it was. So I'm out walking, and well, the rain's kind of gone by a wee bit, and now I'm looking up at the sky and I can see one of the star systems that I always reckon, I think it's Andromeda. There's like three stars in a row, and then there's another bit, and it sort of sticks out the other end, and then you look further out and you see one red star over to the left, and then another blue star to the right, and that's about as much as I know. So this is David. Bye-bye now. Talk to you again soon.